Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem by Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Tainus Daf Beis, the first parak Me'emesai. We now begin the 10th Masechta in this Daf Yomi Machzor. The Zichu Masechus Tainus program has been generously sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Andy Sirota. Just a reminder that this upcoming Sunday is the Zichru Grand Chizuk event celebrating the Siyum of Masechus Rosh Hashanah and also marking completing 25% of Shas. Thanks to some generous sponsorship, there's no charge for the event. Looking forward to meeting you and celebrating together. Please make sure to register via the link in your emails or WhatsApp. If you're listening to the share via Aldaf, please email us at info@zichru.com. So the three dubs we're going to focus on. Number one, the opening mission, the Masechta states, Me'emesai Meskirin Gevuras Geshem. When do we start mentioning the powers of rain, referring to Mashiv Ruach Mita Geshem? Mugazah says, Miyontav Arishon Shel Chag, on the first Yontav of the Chag, meaning the first day of Sukkot, as from Yeshua says, Miyontav Achron Shel Chag, on the last day of the Chag, referring to Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara questions the language of the Mishnah. The Mishnah should say, Me'emesai Maskirin Al HaGeshamim. When do we start to mention rain? What is meant by Gevuras HaGeshamim, the powers of rain? Rav Yochanan answered, Mifneshi Yordim Gevur, because rain comes down with Hashem's power. The Gemara brings a comparison of two psukim that use the word cheker, comprehension, to connect rain to the creation of the world. As it's written that Hashem displayed his power at the creation. The pasuk states, Mechin Harim Bekocho Nezar Begvura, who sets mountains with his power, who is girded with might. So we see that power is also associated with rain, which is the reason for the term Gevuras HaGeshamim, the powers of rain. Point number two, the Gemara asks, Umanalan de Betfila, where do we know that rain must be mentioned in the Shemoneh Esrei? It was taught in Brace. The pasuk states, Ulav as Hashem Elokechem, Ulavdo b'chol levavchem, to love Hashem your God and to serve him with all your heart. Ezo hi avodah shehi b'lev, which is service done in the heart. Hevi omer zo tefila, this says that this is tefila. And immediately after that pasuk, it's written, "V'nasati matar artzachem bi'ito yoreh u'malkosh," and I will provide rain for your land in its proper time, the early and late rains. So we see from the juxtaposition that rain is associated with tefillah. Related to this, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Shloshim avtechos biyado shel Kodesh Baruch Hu." There are three keys in the hand of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, shel nimsu biyad shalich, that are not given over to a shalich. They are mafteach shel geshamim, umafteach shel chayim, umafteach shel tchias amesim. That the key of rain, the key of childbirth, and the key of Tchias HaMesim. In the West, referring to Eretz Yisrael, they say, Af Mavteach Shel Parnasa. Also the key of Parnasa is not given over to Shulich, as it's written, Poseach Es Yodecha, you Hashem, open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living being. Rav Yochanan did not list Parnasa because Geshamim Hainu Parnasa. The key of rain is the same as the key of Parnasa, since sustenance comes through rain. And pointing with you, the Talmidim asks, where did Rabbi Elazar derive that we start to mention Gevuras HaGeshamim on the first day of Sukkot? Did he derive it from the mitzvah of Lulav or from the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim? If he learned it from the mitzvah of Lulav, Ma Lulav B'yom Af Haskar B'yom, then just as the mitzvah of Lulav begins in the daytime, so too the mention of rain begins in the daytime. Or perhaps he learned it from Nisuch HaMayim. Ma Nisuch HaMayim Mu'urta Af Haskar Mu'urta, then just as the libations may be brought even at night, so too the mention of rain starts at night. The Gemara brought the following proof from Rabbi Avoh, who said, "Lamed Rabbi Elazar el Meluv." Rabbi Elazar learned his ruling only from the mitzvah of Luv. Therefore, the mention of rain starts in the daytime of the first day of Sukkot. Some say Rabbi Avoh knew this from a tradition. Some say Rabbi Avoh knew this from tradition. Others say that he heard it taught in a brisa. So once again, the three points are: number one, the opening mission of the Masechta states, "Me'emesai Maskirin Gevuras HaGeshamim." When do we start mentioning the powers of rain, referring to Mashiv Ruach Mita Geshem? Rabbi Yehuda says, "Miyontav Arishon Shel Chag," on the first Yontav of the Chag, meaning the first day of Sukkot. And Rabbi Yeshua says, "Miyontav Achron Shel Chag," on the last day of the Chag, referring to Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara questions the language of the mission. The mission should say, "Me'emesai Maskirin Al HaGeshamim." When do we start to mention rain? What is meant by Gevuras HaGeshamim, the powers of rain? Rav Yochanan answered, "Mifneshi Yordim Begvur," because rain comes down with Hashem's power. The Gemara brings a comparison of two psukim that use the word cheker, comprehension, to connect rain to the creation of the world, and it's written that Hashem displayed his power at the creation. The pasuk states, "Mechin Harim Bekocho Nezar Begvura," who sets mountains with his power, who is girded with might. We see the power is also associated with rain, which is the reason for the term Gevuras HaGeshamim, the powers of rain. Pointing to the Gemara asks, Umanalan de Betfila, where do we know that rain must be mentioned in the Shemoneh Esrei? It was taught in a brisa of the pasuk states, Lahav is Hashem Elokechem, Ulavdo b'chol levavchem, to love Hashem your God and to serve him with all your heart. Ezo hi avodah shehi b'lev, which is service done in the heart. Hevi omer zo tefila, this refers to tefila. And immediately after the pasuk is written, "V'nasati matar artzachem bi'ito yoreh u'malkosh," and I will provide rain for your land in its proper time, the early and late rains. So we see from the juxtaposition that rain is associated with tefila. related to this, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Shoshim avtechos biyado shel Kadosh Baruch Hu." There are three keys in the hand of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shel nimtzru biyad shliach, that are not given over to a shliach. They are mafteach shel gashamim, umafteach shel chaya, mafteach shel tchias amesim. The key of rain, the key of childbirth, and the key of tchias amesim. In the West, referring to Eretz Yisrael, they say af mafteach shel parnasa, also the key of sustenance, as it's written, poseach es yadecha, you Hashem, open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living being. Riochan didn't list Parnassah because Geshamim Hainu Parnassah. The key of rain is the same as the key of Parnassah, since sustenance comes through rain. And point number three, the Talmidim asks, where did Rabbi Eliezer derive that we start to mention Gevuras HaGeshamim on the first day of Sukkot? Did he learn it from the mitzvah of Lulav or from the mitzvah of Tchias HaMesim? If he learned it from the mitzvah of Lulav, Malul B'yom Af Haskar B'yom, then just as the mitzvah of Lulav begins in the daytime, so to the mention that rain begins in the daytime, or perhaps he learned it from the Nisach HaMayim. Then just as the libations may be brought even at night, so to the mention of rain starts at night. The Gemara brought the following proof. Rabbi Yavoah said, Rabbi Yezer learned his ruling only from the mitzvah of lulav. Therefore, the mention of rain starts in the daytime of the first day of Sukkot. Some say that Rabbi Abba knew this from tradition. Others say that he heard it taught in a braisa. All right, so now we got our simmer dot base, and our standard simmon is a bais, is a house. So here goes. The powerful rainstorm beat down on the house, where a person davened with all of his heart, having kavana of keys and shemaim, while standing during the day next to his lulav. Once again, in slow motion. The powerful rainstorm beat down on the house. House, that must mean we're on dot base, bais. The powerful rainstorm beat down on the house, which reminds the Gemara asks why the Mishnah says Me'emes HaMazkirin Gevuras HaGeshamim. When do we start mentioning the powers of rain, referring to Mashmim Ruchim and Geshem, instead of simply saying Me'emes HaMazkirin Al HaGeshamim? And answers based on two psukim with Heker in it, connecting rain to creation, that just as creation was done with Hashem's power, so too rain is associated with power. So the powerful rainstorm beat down on the house, where a person davened with all of his heart, having kavana of keys and shemayim, which reminds us that we learned that rain must be mentioned in the Shemona Esri, but the Pasuk, V'avaz Hashem Elokechem u'lavdo b'chol levavchem, to love Hashem your God, and to serve Him with all your heart. Ezo hi avodah shehi b'lev, which service is done in the heart? V'yomer zo tefillah. This refers to tefillah. And immediately after that Pasuk, it's written, V'nasati matar artzechem bi'ito yoret u'malkosh, and I'll provide rain for your land in its proper time, the early and late rains. So we see from the juxtaposition that rain is associated with tefillah. And related to this, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Shoshim avtechos biyado shel Kadosh Baruch Hu." There are three keys in the hands of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shel nimtzru biyad shliach. They were not given over to a shliach. They are mafteach shel gashamim, mafteach shel chaya, mafteach shel tchias amesim. The key of rain, the key of childbirth, and the key of tchias amesim. And in the West, they also say af mafteach shel parnasa, also the key of parnasa. So the powerful rainstorm beat down on the house, where a person davened with all of his heart, having kavana of keys and shemayim, while standing during the day next to his lulav. Which reminds me, Rabbi Gazer based his ruling that we start to mention Gevuras HaGeshamim on the first day of Sukkot from the mitzvah of lulav, which is done during the day, and not from Nisach HaMayim, which may be brought also at night. So once again, the powerful rainstorm beat down on the house, where a person davened with all of his heart, having kavana of keys and shemayim, while standing during the day next to his lulav. All right, so now it's time for a four block back Chazara. Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis. So the Simur Daf Lamed Beis is a mad scientist in the lab. So here goes. The mad scientist in the lab. Mad scientist in the lab. That must be Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis. The mad scientist in the lab trying to program a Rosh Hashanah congruent's brain so that every memory would be accompanied with the thought of a king, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a source for the brachas of Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. Regarding Malchus, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yudah said, the Pasuk states, V'hayu zikaron lifnei alkechem, and they shall be a remembrance for you before your God. It is seemingly unnecessary to state afterwards, Ani Hashem alkechem, I am Hashem your God. Why is the Torah stated, Zebenav? This creates the source for the following principle. Kol makom shenemar bo zichronos, yu malchus mehen. For every place that the psukim of remembrance are stated, psukim of malchus should accompany them. So the mad scientist in the lab trying to program a Rosh Hashanah congruent's brain so that every memory should be accompanied with the thought of a king, recite Tem Psukim into his ears, which reminds us we have a number of pshatim regarding what do the Tem Psukim of Malchus correspond to, either the Ten Hilulim in Psalm 150 or the Esher Sedibros or the Asar Mamaros that the world was created with. So the mad scientist in the lab trying to program a Rosh Hashanah congruent's brain so that every memory would be accompanied with the thought of a king, recite Tem Psukim into his ears, but refrain from singing Hallel, given the seriousness of the day, which reminds us Hallel is not recited Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said to the Malkei Asharis, is it possible when the Malkei is sitting on the Kisei Din, and the Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mesim are open before him, that the Jews should recite song? Daf Lamed Gimel. The Simmer Daf Lamed Gimel is a peg leg pirate. So here goes. The peg leg pirate. Peg leg pirate. That must mean we're in Daf Lamed Gimel. The peg leg pirate who grabbed the shofar away from his wife, which reminds us, there's a machlokas whether a woman should be restrained from blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. This hinges on the broader machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, whether women have an option of performing a mitzvah in which they're not chayiv, which is brought down with regard to doing smicha on a carbon. So the peg leg pirate who grabbed the shofar away from his wife heard what sounded like a moaning or whimpering sound coming from his mother-in-law's window, which reminds us, the Mishnah states the shir of a trua is kesholosh yavavos, and there's a machlokas based on the weeping of sister's mother, whether a yavav is like a moaning sound, which would be three shivarim, or more like a series of short whimpers. So the peg-leg pirate who grabbed the shofar away from his wife heard what sounded like a moaning or whimpering sound coming from his mother-in-law's window, who sent back a note that he better get ready to hear similar tura blasts from a shofar the entire seventh month. Which reminds us that the source that a shofar is used to sound the truas on Rosh Hashanah is one from the pasuk regarding blowing a shofar on the Yom Kippur of Yovel. The unnecessary words Bechodesh Hashvi come to teach that all the tura blasts of the seventh month should be alike. On Rosh Hashanah, as on Yom Kippur and Yovel, the tura should be sounded with a shofar. Daf Lamed Dalet. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Dalet is a ladder. So here goes. The Baal Tokei on the top of the ladder. Ladder? That must be more in Daf Lamed Dalet. The Baal Tokei on the top of the ladder, blowing Tekiya, Trua, Tekiya three times. Which reminds us that we learned that we must blow the combination of Tekiya, Trua, Tekiya three times. Once for the Brachas of Malchus, once for Zichronos, and once from Shofars. We learned it from the three references to Truas in the Psukim, once by Yom Kippur of Yovel, and twice by Rosh Hashanah. And then we apply a Gezer Shava of Shvi Shvi to learn that we blow three sets, which consist of nine blasts in all. Tekiya, Trua, Tekiya three times. So the Baal Tokei on the top of the ladder, blowing Tekiya, Trua, Tekiya three times, and the Baal Tokei is standing below him, blowing three shvarims and a trua between the tekiyos, which reminds us where Yabao instituted that we blow tekiya shkosha shvarim trua tekiya, because he had a suffix that perhaps the trua is made up of both a moaning and a sobbing sound. He therefore instituted doing a combination of both. When the Gemara suggests that one should also do the opposite and blow a tekiya trua shkosha shvarim tekiya, since a trua might be made up of sobbing and then a moaning sound, the Gemara answers that normally when trouble happens to someone, he first moans and then he sobs. So the Baal Tokei on the top of the ladder blowing Tekiya, Trua, Tekiya three times, and the Baal Tokei standing below him blowing three shvarims and a trua between the Tekiyos, saw a man running in the distance who was thrilled he made it just in time to hear them. Which reminds us that it was taught in a brisa, mitzvah betoken yosemin mevarchin. It's a greater mitzvah to be with those that blow shofar than with those who daven on Rosh Hashanah, which means that if a person lives near two cities, even if davening is a vada, being that he'll be able to find 10 people to daven with, and the shofar blowing is a suffix, being that they might have already blown the shofar and gone home, one should go to the city where he has a possibility of hearing the shofar rather than to the one where he will certainly hear the davening. Daf Lamed Hei. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Hei is a children's choir singing la, la, la. So here goes. The Rosh Hashanah children's choir. Children's choir. That must mean we're on Daf Lamed Hei. La, la, la. The Rosh Hashanah children's choir, who are going to accompany the Shul Yitzib on Rosh Hashanah when he exempted others from the complicated brachos, which reminds us that according to Yochanan, the Tana, meaning the Chachamim, that conceded from Gamliel's opinion concerning Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Yovel that the Shuliach Tzibur can be motzi everyone is Rabbi Meir. And the Gemara clarifies that the difference between the Musaf Tefillos on these days and all the other Tefillos of the year are Mishum the Avshi Brachas, because the Brachas are challenging to most people because they're long and unfamiliar. So the children's choir who are going to accompany the Shuliach Tzibur on Rosh Hashanah when he exempted others from the complicated Brachos practice being Masada the Tefillos before davening, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar said, Olam yastir adam tefilaso, barachukach yispalu. A person should always organize his tefillos in his mind, and then only daven. This is in regard to tefillos of Rosh Hashanah, of Yom Kippur and Yovel, and the other Yom Tovim, but regarding the weekday and Shabbos tefillos the entire year, it's not necessary since people are familiar with them. The Gemara explains the reason that Rabbi Yehuda would always organize his tefillos in his mind before davening, even on a weekday, is that he would only daven once every 30 days when he completed his monthly review of learning. So the Rosh Hashanah children's choir are going to accompany the Shuliach Tzibur on Rosh Hashanah when he exempted others from the complicated brachos, practice being the sod of the tefillos before davening, and had in mind the workers in the fields whose work forced them to miss the davening. Which reminds us, Rav Gamliel would only exempt the people in the fields from davening, for he held that the Shuliach Tzibur is motzi them even if they're not in shul, because they're forced to miss the tefillos due to work. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing a great day and great learning.